English in Brazil podcasts present Way Ahead, your advanced level podcast, and today, the strange death of Elisa Lam. Elisa Lam was a 21-year-old Canadian student from Vancouver who went to the USA for a holiday trip in the year of 2013. She checked in at the Cecil Hotel in Los Angeles, and 4 days later, she went missing. The police did a thorough search in the area and distributed posters with her photo around the city in an attempt to find her. But it was useless. And here is when the story starts being really odd. 18 days after her disappearance, the hotel guests started complaining about the lack of pressure of the water coming from the shower, as well as its funny taste. The hotel management immediately sent someone up the roof to check the water tanks and try to find out why the taps and showers were having water problems. As the staff managed to open the water tanks, they had a shocking surprise. The naked body of Elisa Lam was in the bottom of one of the tanks. Well, a lot of questions started being asked, like how she could have gained access to the hotel roof, since that area was locked by codes only the staff would know, and without setting off any alarm. Adding more mystery to this creepy case, the hotel found a CCTV footage of Elisa acting in a weird way in one of the elevators few minutes before she went missing. In the video, Elisa enters the elevator like she's trying to hide from somebody who never appears on the scene. Then, she starts pressing all the buttons and stays standing back to the wall. Strangely enough, the elevator's door never shuts. So she leaves the elevator and starts moving her arms in a very different and odd way in the corridor. Yeah, that's really, really odd. So she goes back into the elevator and presses all the buttons again. After doing this, she leaves the elevator for the last time, moves her arms like she's trying to touch something, something that would be near her, and soon she's off the scene. Oh yeah, and as she left the hall, the elevator's door freakily shuts, and it starts working normally. According to the local police, right after she left the elevator, Elisa somehow gained access to the rooftop, managed to climb the 10-foot-tall water tank, jumped inside, and put the lid back to close it. There's no evidence of foul play. Now, it's very important to register that the coroner, who ran the autopsy, found no traces of drugs or medications of any kind in her body. And nor did the body of Elisa have any signs of assault or violence. The result of the autopsy was notably clear. The cause of death was drowning. precisely accidental drowning. So the questions that remain open are, why was Elisa acting that strange way the day she disappeared? How did she get access to the code-protected hotel roof without making the alarm system go off? And how could she enter the water tank by herself, since the firemen, the rescue team, needed to saw it in order to pull her body out? So these are questions that people have been asking, and they seem to be very, very complicated to answer. What's your opinion about this case? What do you think happened to Elisa Lam? Yay! Então vamos dar uma retomada, gente. Em alguns termos, vocês acharam? O que vocês acharam desse estranho caso? Legal a gente deixar claro que isso aí realmente aconteceu em 2013 nos Estados Unidos e deixou muitas perguntas em aberto. Um vocabulário para vocês. Algumas palavras que de repente vocês se perderam. Thoreau. Thoreau. Onde eu falo que a polícia fez... the police did a thorough search in the area. A polícia fez uma busca completa, minuciosa. Então, thorough, completo, minucioso. Em um outro momento eu falo que ela começa a mexer os seus braços in a very odd way. Vocês estão ligados o que é odd? Né? O-D-D. Odd é diferente. Bizarro. Não é nada comum. Footage. The footage of the elevator. Lembra que tem um CCTV footage of Elisa acting in a weird way? CCTV é o sistema de vídeo interno da segurança de algum prédio, de alguma empresa. E footage é vídeo. Normalmente, uma parte cortada de um vídeo. Uma outra palavra que eu sei que eu uso ali, que vocês de repente podem ter ficado em dúvida, é coroner. Coroner, que é o nosso legista. Legista, aquele médico que faz, enfim, as autópsias. Foul play. There is no evidence of foul play. Foul play significa crime. Qualquer coisa que tenha sido feita propositalmente contra uma pessoa. Um crime, que pode ser um assassinato. Normalmente, essa palavra, esse termo, foul play, é usado quando tem envolvido um assassinato. So I hope you enjoyed, and I hope you keep thinking about this case, and I hope you probably can come up with some answers for those questions. See you next time in another edition of Way Ahead! This is teacher Fabio Emmering, and keep studying. See you next time.